So, are you ready to trade in your milk teeth for some real fangs? The sun's starting to rise. See that faint reddish glow on the horizon? Beautiful, isn't it? It's like someone dipped a paintbrush in a bucket of blood and splattered it across the sky. Simply gorgeous. You're awfully quiet. Normally, you would have cracked a joke or two by now. Probably at the expense of the mortals living down there in the city. I know you're scared. I was too, when I spent my first hour under the sun. At first, it stings a little. Nothing more than a minor irritation. As the minutes go by, you'll start to develop a slight tan, which will quickly turn into a bad case of sunburn. After that, well, you start to literally burn. My first time out in the sun, I came quite close to cooking myself. See that balcony over there? That's where my master decided to do my test. It went well at first, but after the first 10 minutes, the pain became unbearable. It disoriented me, and somehow, I lost my footing, and I went tumbling over the rail. I fell 2 floors down, my body cooking even as I lay there. If I hadn't had the strength and vitality that comes with vampirism, the impact would probably have shattered my spine. Luckily, I had some strength to lift myself up, and I managed to hobble back to the mansion, even as my skin started breaking out into flakes of ash. I barely made it back to cover in time. Oh no, I didn't mean to scare you. Trust me, it won't be that bad. Sure, we'll be out in the open, but we're not that far away from the comfort and shade of the mansion. Besides, I'm here. If a bud of flame starts sprouting here and there, I'll gladly give you a few pats. I've been living the vampire lifestyle for a few years now. I've built up a tolerance to the sun, so I can stay out in the daylight for long stretches of time. I'm more than capable of guiding you through this. So just watch the sunrise with me and forget my scary ramblings. What's the matter? Oh, I see. You're starting to feel it, right? The subtle burn. Come, let's seek some shade under this tree. It won't help much, but it's something at least. I picked this spot because it's secluded, but not so far from the mansion that it's dangerous. I wanted to give us some privacy as well. You and I, we've gotten quite close through this apprenticeship. And I think, in many ways, we'll be taking this test together. Oh, how you've grown over these past few months. It's clear that you will accomplish great things in the future. No, I mean it. Closeness between masters and apprentices is so stigmatized, and it shouldn't be. We've been through this journey together, and it has reached a point where, rather than teacher and student, we're more like peers. I'm glad to know I've contributed to your development, and you can be sure that I'll continue to offer my guidance. Knock it off! I'm being serious! I care about you, about your development in the vampiric arts. Watching you grow over these past months has been a pleasure. Each time you overcame an obstacle or learnt a new technique made my heart quiver with pride. Actually, in many ways, you've taught me much more than I've taught you. Sorry, I know that's such a cliché thing to say, but I mean it. Thank you for being my apprentice. Oh, it's starting. I can see the smoke rising from you. Here, lie down next to me. I'll try my best to cover you, and the tree cover should help mitigate the pain. Does it hurt much? You feel like your throat's parched? Yes, that's understandable. Your mouth probably feels really rough and dry by now. Oh, your teeth must feel like little tombstones. I probably should have brought a few blood packs to quench your thirst. Sorry about that. Lack of foresight on my part. No, it's not okay. I should have remembered. Come, relax. Let me make it up to you. What? I just want to help you. I promised to protect you, and if I have to sit on you and act as a sort of umbrella to shield you from the sun, well, then that's what I'm going to do. Just try to relax, okay? We've been in this position multiple times during our sparring sessions, so you shouldn't feel embarrassed. Are you embarrassed? I won't bite, I promise. Okay, I take that back. I probably will bite. We are vampires, after all. Do you want me to get off you? No? Oh. Okay, then. Let me feel your forehead. Yep, you're burning up all right. Looks like the sun is poking up its head on the horizon, so everything seems to be right on cue. Let's just wait a few minutes. Tell me if the pain gets any worse. Are you sure you're comfortable with me hovering over you like this? I know it's a bit unprofessional, but I want to make sure this test goes as smoothly and painlessly as possible. If I get off you now, you'll feel the brunt of the sun, and I don't want that to happen, especially since this is your first time outside during daytime. Well, I'm glad you're not weirded out by my slightly overprotective nature. I'm not trying to mother you or anything like that. I really hope that doesn't sound weird. Just let me know if you're starting to feel uncomfortable by my presence, okay? Are you? The expressions on your face. Is the pain that bad? Come. Let me get a little closer. It's a bit awkward lying on you like this, especially with our faces so close to each other. But I want to cover as much of your body as possible. The sun is only going to get hotter, so try and bear with it. Nice? You find this situation nice? I don't under- You just kissed me. I- Oh. You've developed a crush on me? I didn't know my protective nature would come across as intimacy. I'm so sorry about that. Honestly, I'm not sure what to say. No, I'm not rejecting you. This is just a bit of a shock to me. You never showed any signs of attraction towards me. And now that you've confessed your feelings, it's just a bit disorienting, especially if you consider the situation we're currently in. Are you okay? If the pain is becoming unbearable, we can leave. No? Please don't try to impress me, okay? I don't want you ending up a pile of ashes just because you wanted to impress your master, the master for whom you apparently have feelings. Okay. We'll stay if that's what you want. At least let me get a bit closer to you. I can't bear seeing you go through this agony. Yes, I just kissed you. It's only fair, right? A kiss for a kiss? Or am I being too hasty? I didn't mean to be presumptuous or anything. I just couldn't. help myself. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I sure am.
Ouch! Did you just bite me?
Oh, no, it's okay. Don't apologize. Kissing can be a bit awkward when you have fangs. I've gotten used to it by now. To be honest, I've gotten so used to it that I now find it kind of arousing. Bite me. No, don't worry. I want you to. Not too hard, though. Here, kiss my neck. Lightly graze your fangs across my skin. Oh, yes. Just like that. The pain isn't so bad now, is it? The mixture of pain and pleasure, it can be quite rapturous. I'm starting to feel it as well. That slight burn from the sun. That wet tongue of yours on my neck. It's like I'm on fire, but there's a wave of ice-cold adrenaline flushing through me. Pain and relief. Blistering, blinding pain. And then another wave of relief. Yes. Keep on kissing me. Plaster my neck with your hickeys. Stroke my skin with those fangs of yours. Do you feel the weight of my boobs against your chest? Feel how hard my nipples are. They're so hard and firm, poking through my shirt like this. All because of you. Oh, you're hard. I can feel it tensing against my crotch. Your penis. It's so close to my pussy, separated only by a few layers of fabric. I wonder if this is what the power of seduction feels like. Is this what humans experience when we render them immobile and flood their body with overwhelming lust? Do they feel this rush of excitement when we sink our fangs into them and suck them dry? It almost makes me want to suck you dry. Oh no, I can't believe I just said that to my apprentice. Teachers are not supposed to behave in this manner, but part of me doesn't even care. Now that I know you have such strong feelings for me, it makes my attraction to you more acceptable. Especially with you so close to me. With your stiff penis so close to my wet, hungry cunt. The urge to grind on it is so strong. How does it feel? That friction. It's barely pleasurable, but enough to get you wanting more. I still can't believe you've been attracted to me all this time. If I'd known you had these feelings for me, I would have done something about it much sooner. Much, much sooner. Shh. Struggle through the pain. You need to build up a tolerance to the sun, or else you'll never become a fully fledged vampire. And I just want you to succeed. That's all a master wants, for her young, ambitious apprentice to succeed, to reach completion. Will you do that for me? Good. You've always been such a disciplined apprentice. That's why you're my favorite. Come, let me lie on you while I grind. Try to ignore the pain. Focus on the pleasure. Focus on my pussy grinding up against your hard cock. Is it working? No, don't try to act tough. I can see that the pleasure isn't enough. Well, I guess we'll just have to procure some more, won't we? Try to bear with the pain while I slip off my undergarments, okay? It'll just take a second, and then I'll lie on top of you again and protect you. Be strong for me. It's a good thing I wore this long trench coat today. It provides sufficient cover for both of us. All the better for protecting you. Well, go on. Lift my skirt. Don't be scared. It's what you've always wanted, isn't it? The only difference is that now I want it too. Oh. Now that this moment has finally arrived, you feel a bit nervous, don't you? That's okay. But you need this. You need the pleasure that comes with lifting this skimpy little skirt and taking a long look at what lies beneath. You need that pleasure to neutralize the harmful sun, and the sky is becoming brighter and brighter with every second that passes. So go on. Listen to your master, because she knows best. Lift up my skirt. There you go. Do you like it? Do you like your master's pussy? Do you see how wet I am already? Protecting you like this has gotten me so horny. So eager. I want to protect you some more. That's what a master is supposed to do, after all. Protect their student. Now, unzip your pants. Prolonging this any further would be dangerous. Wonderful. I didn't even have to ask twice that time. You've always been so disciplined, so respectful, so eager to comply with your master's wishes, because you know that I know what's best for you. Now let me stroke this cock for you. You've been so stoic so far, such a good little apprentice. You deserve a little pleasure. Ah, look at that. Just one stroke, and you're already moaning. So cute. Don't moan too loud, though. I wouldn't want the other students coming here to investigate these cute sounds of yours. That would create such a scandal. A master giving a handjob to her apprentice? Oh no. We can't have anyone finding out about this, now can we? We must keep this our dirty little secret. So, try not to moan too loud, but not too softly either. I want to hear those cute sounds you make. Yes. Just like that. Moan for me. Such an obedient apprentice. I can't wait to tell my colleagues about this. I'm just joking, of course. Don't get all worked up. Come, relax. Lie back and focus on my gentle but firm strokes. Of course, I'm not going to tell anyone about our little arrangement. Like I said, it's our secret. Besides, the secrecy makes it even hotter, don't you think? I want to be able to look at you from across a lecture hall, knowing that my mere gaze is setting off countless sexy thoughts in your head. I want our sparring sessions to be intense, exhausting, and stimulating all at the same time, knowing that we'll end up cooling off in the same shower afterwards. I want you to come out at the top of your class in every subject, hoping that I'll reward your hard work with praise. And sex. Lots and lots of steamy, sweaty, passionate sex. To summarize, I want you, my cute little apprentice, to crave my presence. You like that last one, don't you? But do you want to know the one thing I desire above all? I want you inside of me right now. Oh, you want that too, don't you? Tell me, do you want the pleasure because it eases the pain, or because you genuinely like me? Both? Then prove it to me. I want to hear those three magical words. Come on, tell me you love me. And don't lie to me, because I'll know. The one thing an apprentice must never do is lie to their master. So go ahead. What's that? Come, speak up now. Such a good boy. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Now I'm going to show you how much I love you. Have you ever imagined you'd be in a situation like this? Your master fucking you on the mansion lawn with the blistering sun shining overhead? It's exhilarating, isn't it? Shh, don't moan so loudly. Come, let me muffle those moans for you. I'll just lean closer to your mouth as I ride you. Yeah. Bite my neck. Try to sink your fangs as deep as you can into my thick skin. I want you to feel the sheer strength and toughness of an experienced vampire's body. Do not draw any blood, though. Bite just hard enough for me to feel the sting. Vent your pain onto me. Turn my sympathy into empathy. Show me how much you're suffering so that I can protect you to the best of my ability. That's it. Moan for me. Moan right into my neck as you slide your fangs across my skin. Use your tongue as well. Yes, just like that. That warm, soft tongue caressing my neck, licking my wounds. You haven't drawn blood, have you? Good. No, don't buck up into me. I know. The urge to slide up into me is so hard to deny, but there will be time for that. I'm in control now. I am your master and instructor for this test, so you're following my instructions. Okay? Good. Don't see this as a punishment. After all, I'm still pleasuring you, aren't I? I'm still sliding myself up and down this hard cock of yours, making you feel all warm and good inside. But I don't want you getting overzealous. We're taking this slow at first, and I'll gradually ramp up the intensity, but you're going to have to follow my lead. You got that? Good boy. Such obedience must be rewarded, yes? I'll move my hips slightly faster now, but make sure you don't move. I want you lying there motionless like a mannequin, a little toy for your master. Just focus on the way my pussy tickles this hard cock of yours and try to forget about the sun's harmful rays. Forget the pain. Forget the heat. Forget the light. Just focus on me. Focus on your master's graceful motions as she thrusts herself back and forth on your cock. Up and down. Up and down. Never missing a beat. Up and down. Up and down. It's getting awfully bright now. That romantic orange hue is gone, replaced by this big yellow ball of fire. Even I'm starting to feel the sun's heat, although for me it's just a little sting. Oh, I'm sure it must be agony for you, My sweet, sweet apprentice. So stoic. I'll protect you. Don't worry. I think it's best if I go faster now. You're going to need as much pleasure as possible, or else you'll really start to feel the burn. You ready? Reach under my coat. Feel my thighs as they bob up and down, rhythmically. Can you feel how wet I am down there? Go ahead and taste me if you want. You can run your fingers across my pussy as it bounces on this dick of yours. Catch all that natural lubricant we're making. All your pre-cum. All my pussy juices. Get all that wetness on your fingers. Yes. Yes, rub my pussy. Just like that. I'm surprised you're so good at this. But I shouldn't be so surprised. You've always been such a fast learner. Such confident, adept fingers. I see you're not so hesitant anymore. Is having me fuck you like this increasing your confidence? Good. I'm so proud of you. No, don't stop. I know my heartfelt words make you feel all mushy inside, but don't stop rubbing my pussy. Yes, there we go. Just massage my clit while my pussy swallows your dick. Don't stop unless I tell you to. You're moaning so loudly now, even louder than before. If you're going to be so loud, kiss my neck. Soften those cute moans. I want to hear you hum for me. Lay your lips on my neck and slather those little welts you made with your fangs. Make them all better for me. You've done so well thus far, but it's time for you to show me what a good apprentice you are. Let me get closer to you so that I can look into your eyes. I want to see all those cute expressions you will undoubtedly make in a moment. Let me just shift my body a bit. Yes, this looks like a good angle. Okay, now I want you to do what you've been literally dying to do to me this entire time we've been out in the sun. Fuck me, my sweet, sweet apprentice. Oh, fuck. Yes, just like that. Fuck me as hard and as fast as you want. This is the moment where you're partially in control, where the apprentice becomes the master, as the saying goes. I want you to show me how much you've learned from my teachings. Show me how virile and confident you've become. Fuck me. Fuck your master. Wrap your arms around me. Pull me down and just shove that cock into me. Back and forth, in and out, as fast as you can. Show me what you can do, apprentice. Look at all these blisters on your skin. It's better if we finish this as quickly as possible, before it becomes too dangerous. Soon you'll start burning up, and we can't have that. So I need you to reach climax for me. Don't worry, I'll help you get there. Perhaps we can even come together. Yes. You love that idea, don't you? I can tell by the way you tighten your arms around me. Faster. Fuck me faster. Grip me as tightly as you can. The more leverage you have, the harder and faster you can ram that cock into me. I want you to make me come. Muster up all that courage and virility I've nurtured in you, and make your master come. I want to drench your cock in my pussy juices. I'll rub my clit as you fuck me. Just continue bucking up into me. Faster. Yes, that's a good pace. Try to keep your speed consistent. I'm so close to coming. Just keep fucking me. Try to keep up this fast tempo because I am about to burst. I'm about to spurt out all my pussy juices onto my sweet apprentice's yearning penis. Never in my life have I thought this would happen, but I can't wait to utterly drench you in my cum. And I want you to do the same for me. Do you like that idea? I want you to make me cum, and then I want you to come inside me. Let our fluids mix inside my pussy. Oh, fuck. I can feel it welling up inside me. Shit. Holy shit. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Just keep on fucking me. Make me cum, and then spurt all your cum out inside me. Do it. Carry out your master's commands. Be a good apprentice and cum inside me. You did so well. Somehow, you managed to stay out in the sun for this long and satisfy your master as well. Of course, my pleasuring helped quite a bit. Still, this is quite an achievement. I'm so proud of you. You can slip your cock out of my pussy now. Let me slip on my panty. I want to keep that cum all inside me for now. Wouldn't want it spilling out onto the lawn, now would we? Let me tuck your cock back inside your jeans. There you go. Come. I'll help you up. Let's get you back to the mansion because this heat is quite unbearable. So, I think it's safe to say that you aced that test. I'll give you an official grading as soon as possible. In the meantime, I think both of us deserve a nice cold shower, hey? Perhaps together? Yes, I thought you'd like that. Well, come on then. Don't keep your master waiting.